State Representative Cam Buckner is not only a state representative, well-known in these parts, but he's also a delegate at the DNC, a delegate at the DNC in a few weeks. Cam, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Did you get any forewarning? I don't suppose you did. It sounded like it was 60 seconds between when the president told his senior most staff members and then the world that he's not going to run. Were you surprised? What's your reaction to this news?
Well, there had been rumors floating around the atmosphere for the last few weeks, specifically since the last debate performance of President Biden. I know there were a lot of conversations being had behind closed doors on whether or not he would make the decision to gracefully walk away, which he did yesterday. And so I had heard some inklings of it and some rumblings, but I was not sure that it was true until I actually read the letter myself.
What do you make of his decision?
I think it's smart. I think the American people can't unsee what they saw in the debate performance and the subsequent interviews after that. I think Joe Biden has been a very strong president at a very consequential time for this country. But I also think that people are nervous. They're worried about, whether or not he's up to another 4 years on this job. And so I think it was a very selfless decision that he had to make, obviously with the help of his family. And I'm glad he did so.
Who should be the presidential candidate for the Democrats?
Well, I just recently put my endorsement behind the Vice President Kamala Harris. I know President Biden has done the same, and I know that we've heard similar sentiments from Illinois leaders like Governor J.B. Pritzker and Senator Dick Durbin. I think going into a convention that's brokered or that is open would be problematic for Democrats. And so I think it's very important for the vice president to have that support, both obviously financially, but also politically, from the folks who are really going to help bring folks, people along with them. Right. And so I'm happy to endorse her. I endorsed her 5 years ago when she ran for president the first time, and happy to be back on the bandwagon.
Essentially, though, it will be a brokered. I mean, the delegates are released, so then the candidates will have to emerge. They need over 300 signatures, and then they get a vote up or down. I mean, it will be an open convention, right?
Technically, but my hope is that we can do all the dirty work on the front end, right? And so that what happens in the convention hall is actually just pro forma.
I understand
that. We do this on the front end.
Yeah. Let me just ask you about that process, though. That is, there's some voices out there, and I understand what you're saying about the need to go in unified. We've got so little time, we being you Democrats. But what about the notion that it should be a very open process, that Gretchen Whitmer or any of these Midwestern governors should also have a say, an opportunity to take the top of the ticket? What about that?
Listen, I believe that more democracy is always a good thing. However, you need to have somebody in these spaces, right? And so while I've not, I've heard some rumblings of folks who may be interested. I'm pretty sure that I've heard both Governor Whitmer and Governor Pritzker and Governor Newsom, the folks who you have heard the most about, all say that they are supporting the vice president. Well, now, if there's someone else who wants to emerge and thinks they have a legitimate shot in not just winning the delegates, but winning the actual election in November, they should step forward. But from what I've heard so far, no one is willing to do so.
Unless I missed it, though, the Obamas and Hakeem Jeffries, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer have not thrown their support behind a Kamala Harris candidacy. What am I to make of that?
I don't know. I think we should wait and see what happens. I mean, last night, all the hubbub was that JB and Durbin hadn't done it either, right? The truth of the matter is that in politics, people want their own space and their own press release, right? And they don't want to get stepped on in the story by other people. And so, I think you'll see a slow rollout of people coming in, out and having their 15 minutes of heft and conversation about it. I don't make much of that today, but we should pay attention to it.
So then the same process plays out. Although the superdelegates get to vote in the first round for the vice presidency, that will be a rather open proposition, or do you think that's going to be made by the powers that be? Will there be, in 3 weeks, a presumptive vice presidential nominee as well?
I think there will be. I think the right way to move forward is, especially after a few weeks of what has seemed like chaos to some people, that we look at least you know, before for perception that we have our stuff together and we're ready to go, I think people will want to weigh in on who that vice presidential pick is. Obviously, there'll be conversations on who can properly complement the current vice president, who can bring some electoral votes along with them. You know, some of the swing states that we need to win, like Pennsylvania and Virginia, need to be a part of the conversation. We also got to figure out how we, you know, how we can push back the tide. Obviously, President Trump, former President Trump has picked a Midwestern swing state senator to be his vice presidential pick, which makes it difficult for us in states like Ohio. And so I think all of this needs to be a part of the equation, but hopefully it's done before we step foot into the United Center in 30 days, I guess.
One other question, Cam. Do you think that the contrast is in your favor? That is, you being a Democrat, a delegate to the DNC. You have two conservative white men, the younger more conservative than the older on one side. But on the other side, you have a 59-year-old black woman whose popularity numbers are not above 50%. Is America ready to, willing to elect a black woman as president?
I think America is, but I think what it's going to take is for us to be able to properly tell that story. Right? I think the vice president's life story is one that is really intriguing once you get to know her. Like I said, I've known her for over a decade now. But when you talk about the daughter of immigrants, the daughter of a scientist and an activist, someone who you know, went to a historically black school and then went to a predominantly white law school, someone who has been both a prosecutor and somebody who has fought for criminal reform, criminal justice reform in the U.S. Senate and at the state level. I think we've got a really interesting character and a really interesting background in Vice President Harris. And I think the more that people hear about her story, the more that they'll be intrigued and impressed by it.
Cam, it's always nice to talk to you. State Representative Cam Buckner, a delegate at the DNC here in Chicago. So you won't have to travel far, Cam. It'll be a local call for you, right?
It's just a green line right away. That's all.
All right. Nice to talk to you. Thanks, Cam.
Thank you. Have a good one.